Justin Fluke with you. Time to talk Holton Wildcat football. Joined by head coach Brooke Sparta. The Wildcats setting into week two against Sabetha, but recapping last week, week one on the road against the number one ranked team and defending 2A state champion in Nemaw Central. And certainly knew it would be a good challenge, coach. Some things that didn't go your way in the first game of the season. Probably a few more mistakes than you'd like to see. But I guess just what were your initial thoughts and overall thoughts on the week one loss?
Well, it was encouraging. If you look at our 10 or 15 best plays on offense and defense, we looked really good. You know, we came out and took away what they wanted to do on offense. And then, you know, offensively, we got off the ball and got our running backs downfield and didn't really make a big play. But on the flip side of that, if you probably take our 10 worst plays, we had quite a few mistakes on offense and then just simply mental mistakes on defense and alignment and a few missed tackles. And you know, that they're a good enough team that they're going to take advantage of that if you make that many mistakes.
One of the biggest questions, of course, was, you know, all new running backs basically for varsity carrying the ball that didn't have much experience. And Abbott Hundley, obviously, with over 90 yards, had a really good game. But some other guys and even a sophomore like Kel Frazier that steps in for you, were you overall pretty happy with the way that the backs handled some of their first varsity significant action?
Yeah, I think we're happy with the progress. It's just that they have a ways to go. And you know, I think if we're 4 or 5 weeks down the road, you're going to see those guys make some people miss and go for bigger plays. And we're going to do a little better job getting lined up on defense and everywhere else. There's just a lot of there's a lot of hope there, but there's a lot of room for improvement, and that's what gives us hope.
What are the biggest things on the defensive side that stood out, or things that were good, or things that you're working on here in week two for defense?
Well, I didn't think we played as good as I thought we should have on the defensive line. Those guys are experienced, and you know, overall, I thought our secondary did a pretty good job. We had some misalignments and really two new linebackers that did a pretty good job all night long. It's just every guy made a couple mistakes. And again, they're just a good enough team that they get you in one-on-one situations. They're going to make you miss once in a while.
I know one of the biggest things was, you know, just the lack of numbers and maybe not having as much depth. And obviously you have some guys that are banged up. And so that continues to be a factor. How much has that, I guess, played a part? And now here this week, even you're having to find some new different guys to step into different roles for you, right?
Yeah, it probably wasn't a good year to deal with the heat schedule and injury schedule. And we've had a lot of sickness, you know, just had we been an experienced team, we'd have handled that a little bit better. So that's put us probably behind a week. And, you know, the best thing about this schedule is it's not a good schedule for winning early in the season, but I think it sets us up to win games in our district, which is most important to us.
You bet. This week it's at Sabetha, another ranked team in Class 2A. We'll talk about the Blue Jay Wildcat matchup right after this timeout. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Brooke Sparta, talking Holton football. And as you mentioned, Coach, tough early season schedule. And we certainly knew this was going to be the case, but Sabetha coming off a big shutout road win at Perry, it would seem like they're just maybe as tough as Nemaw Central and certainly have a lot of guys back and a lot of, you know, strength in the trenches, kind of the same as your team, the same as Nemaw. What are your thoughts on the Blue Jays here in week number two?
Well, I think that does describe them. They're big and they're very experienced, and they know what they do offensively, and they execute it well. And defensively, they don't give anything away for free. And it's going to be a real challenge for us. We're going to have to move some guys around and piece some things together. But I think our kids will compete, and I think it's going to be a fun game for us.
Is it a little bit different just in the fact that, you know, at least it's not a spread or maybe as many different formations and stuff such as Nemaw to try to prepare for? You kind of know what Sabetha's going to do, and it's similar to your offensive philosophy a bit on that side of the ball with wanting to run it and control the line of scrimmage up front. But does that make it a little bit easier, I guess, of a challenge to prep for Sabetha here in week two?
Well, they do have a core of the plays they run, but they do use a lot of formations and unbalanced and wings and motions, and they're just looking for ways to get you out of position so they can take advantage of where you're at defensively. So it is a challenge to adjust and get lined up to what they do, and if you do that, it gives you a real chance. And even if you do, though, they're so big and strong right now, they prefer to get that 3 or 4 yards and work the ball down the field, and they do a good job of it.
Of course, no matter who the opponent is, I know this is always a crazy week because after that first game and watching film, there's so many things that you see internally that I'm sure you want to work on and fix. So how's the prep been, I guess, just in trying to improve as a team and focus on some of those areas that you want to see drastic improvement on internally here this week?
Well, I could probably write about a 4 or 5 hour practice every day. So, you know, we only get to do about half of what I'd like to work on. And, you know, we got to remember it's a process, but at the same time, you don't wait for that process to happen. So, you know, just as people that are successful in life, you dig in on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday, and you improve as much as you can and be as efficient as you can with the time and see if it shows up this Friday night.
Should be another good game. We look forward to it at Sabetha Friday night. Coach, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
Wildcat head man Brooks Barnett of the Holton Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, by Boomer Steakhouse, and by the Farmers State Bank in Holton.